This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. You know when you're really stressed or not feeling so great about your life or about yourself? Talking to someone who understands can really help. But who is that person? How do you find them? Where do you even start? Talkspace. Talkspace makes it easy to get the support you need. With Talkspace, you can go online, answer a few questions about your preferences, and be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, wherever you feel most at ease. If you're depressed, stressed, struggling with a relationship, or if you want some counseling for you and your partner, or just need a little extra one-on-one support, Talkspace is here for you. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Now, get $80 off of your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
What are we? What makes us what we are? And what we're going to be? I think it's that right there. It's grit.
What is up, my people? We made a quick turnaround. We are back with a quick bonus episode today. We don't want to take too much of your time on the previous episode. If you're listening here, we know you're a real one. We know you're a loyal listener of the All Grit podcast.
OG.
OG.
Tier one.
So Clay left us. He had some more important stuff to do. You don't even know we're filming this, so shout out to Clay. So a couple of just housekeeping stuff. For those of you that don't know, huge announcement. We are on Apple Podcasts now for you Apple users. Really awesome that, you know, week by week, we just keep getting better, keep learning how to do this. So listen to us now on Apple Podcasts if that's your preferred method.
Much props to you for getting that together, man. That took a lot of time. So appreciate y'all.
So a couple of topics we want to discuss.
Let's hit him with the sponsor, bro. That's why we had to do this pod.
All right, right, right. The sponsor.
Let me help you out for that. You know, we want to make sure that that this happens.
Looking for a personal trainer? Looking to transform your body this winter? Check out this week's sponsor, Iron Sanctuary in Flint, Michigan, on Instagram and Facebook. You can find Dewante at Dewante underscore Gym Life Media, all one word. That's at DAWANTA underscore GYMLIFEMEDIA. Even if you don't live in Flint, trust us, it's worth the drive. Live too far away? He also offers virtual sessions online. No one gets you results like Dewante. Are you worried you can't work out because you don't have anyone to watch the kids? No worries. Lo Sanctum, the daycare connected to the gym, is here for you. Contact Dewante for more details.
All right, my people. So there's a lot been happening. You know, just got a dub against the Packers. But we got a trade deadline tomorrow. We've got some stuff around the NFL that have happened. So one of the things we wanted to talk about was, it was breaking news this morning. The New Orleans Saints have fired their head coach, Dennis Allen. They were 2-7, I believe, with just a lot of issues. I think they underperformed for the talent that they have on there. You know, they got big names like Alvin Kamara and Marshawn Lattimore. So who knows? Maybe they'll be sellers by the next 24 hours. But the interesting to think about is New Orleans is now going to be looking for a head coach this offseason. And who are people from their organization that have worked there before and that they trust and that are names on the head coaching market now? One of the biggest names is Aaron Glenn. So is it possible? What do you guys think? Plax, Caleb, pitch in. Do you think that we could lose our defensive coordinator, Aaron Glenn, this offseason?
Yes. I do. Sadly, I do. You know, I was hoping. Actually, I kind of have a love-hate relationship with Aaron Glenn. I hated him for the first 2-3 years as a coach. he was just very slow with his development. I don't, maybe it's because he didn't have the personnel, but now he does have the personnel, and now it's that love. It's like he really is doing some stuff with guys that because of the injuries. I mean, we're still winning. He's a great coach. So yeah, I think he's got a big spot in his heart for, you know, Louisiana and New Orleans. So I think there's a good chance now that the coach is fired that, yeah, they might lure him back because he's a hot ticket.
What do you think, Dave?
Yeah, I agree. I mean, even after like his first year when overall it wasn't even that great of a defense, his name was kind of popping up, and now he's, you know, he's kind of on that Ben Johnson tier just about where he's a hot name. He's having a lot of success. Head coaches are hot commodity. I mean, every year it's half the league dumpster coach. And so, yeah, I mean, with his ties down there, definitely a possibility. Hate to think about it, but definitely it was a good point Caleb brought up earlier. He could possibly be a good fit down there.
Yeah, I think he would be a great fit. And we were just talking about this earlier, fellas, that when you compare Ben Johnson and Aaron Glenn, who would you rather have as your coach? And I think we all agreed, but I want to hear your line of reasoning of why you think you would prefer one or the other. We'll start with Caleb.
Well, I was just going to steal what Plax actually mentioned about it, so I'll let him have it because I agree 100% with him. So go ahead, buddy.
Yeah, I mean Ben Johnson, he's probably number one on the list as far as candidates. And obviously we cannot say any more positive things about Ben Johnson. And hopefully, you know, if he leaves, hope he has success as long as it's in AFC and nowhere near Detroit. But it would make me nervous to I'd hate to see him go and kind of be like the next Mike McDaniel. You know, he was like an absolute genius coordinator.
Mm-hmm.
And he's won some games in Miami, and they showed some promise, but it's just not really working out. Now, I'd hate to see Ben Johnson jump ship and have it really not working out. I wish we could just give him like $30 million a year and just keep him in Detroit forever, but obviously probably not realistic.
But, yeah, we briefly talked about that. We said Dan Campbell would gladly get paid, what, $28 million and let Ben Johnson get paid $30 million a year if it meant keeping him. Tongue in cheek, but honestly, as good as Ben Johnson is as an offensive coordinator, he doesn't seem like the leader of men like Dan Campbell and like Aaron Glenn. Aaron Glenn, if you watched any episode of, you know, HBO Hard Knocks with the Lions, you can see Aaron Glenn. They didn't show but maybe 1 second of Ben Johnson. Doesn't mean that he's not a good coach, but when it comes to that leader of men that you're looking for in a Dan Campbell, that you're looking for in a who else is a leader of men when it comes to a coach? Jeez. Oh, my bad. Do we have the only coach in the world that is a leader of men? I can't think of, I mean, Andy Reid's not a leader of men. Bill Belichick's not a leader of men, but we're getting to that point where, I mean, they respect you because you played the game, and they respect Aaron Glenn because he played the game.
Yeah.
Too early to say Jim Harbaugh or.
Yeah, I would say that was the name I was thinking. I mean, like, he gets their first year and he turns the team around. Like, they've got a same amount of wins they did last year in the span of half the season. But I mean, this goes into like just real life. Like, when you have one person that gets promoted to manager and they're just not good at it because they can't lead people. And it's not that we don't know that Ben Johnson wouldn't be a good leader of men, but just from the outside perspective looking in, It seems pretty obvious that Aaron Glenn has that mindset. You know, he's kind of an alpha in the room where he can grab grown men's attention and inspire them and lead them as he has already in the Lions. So
I feel like nowadays too, like with coordinators, they almost look at head coaching opportunities kind of like how a lot of kind of like a lot of players who are really going for a contract, like there's a small window you have to be hot and you got to
strike
while the iron's hot. I feel like back in the day, like growing up, you would see a lot in college and NFL where you just have like these lifelong coordinators. You just stay for like 7, 8, 9, 10 years.
Yeah.
But with, you know, with the what have you done for me lately attitude, you know, a lot, like how many times have we seen they go hire the next hot coordinator, like what's his name, Chicago a few years ago, and then they only give you 1 or 2 years. Nagy. Yeah.
Yeah.
You get 1 or 2 years maybe, and if you're not just blowing it out of the water, you're out of there.
Yeah. Right. And I think Ben Johnson is smart with that. I mean, the last 2 to 3 years, he's had teams wanting him, and he's literally said to our media, it's not the right fit. I'm only going to go to a team that is the right fit for me. He's made it abundantly clear. His family loves it here in Detroit. He's getting, I think he's one of the highest paid offensive coordinator, if not the highest coordinator in the league.
Yeah.
And if they keep giving him bonuses and tips, why would you leave? Why would you uproot your wife, your kids, and leave for a job that you know? Like if he goes to Oakland, if he goes to New York Giants, if he goes to the Jets, you know you're on a string. You have 2 to 3 years or you're fired again. There's no pressure here. Ben Johnson can literally – all the pressure goes to Campbell. He sits there comfortable, and he makes millions, and they live comfortably. And you never know. He could be an old school heart where he's not all about that job. He's not all about that. And he's proven that for the past 3 years.
Imagine if you would have just went and – oh, sorry. Sorry to cut you off.
No, go ahead.
I was just saying, like, imagine if you'd have went and just jumped and went to Charlotte.
If he went to Charlotte.
Carolina.
How bad
he'd be fired. He'd be fired this year, bro.
There's nothing you can do, no matter how great of a coach, if you don't have the leader, if you don't have the ownership or the players, you're just not going to win.
And he knows that. He knows he's got a golden ticket. He's sitting on a golden goose named Jared Goff, and he knows that. Because if he was down there with 3'2" Bryce Young, he'd be getting fired. So this, I want to bring up a question here. So if Aaron Glenn this fall, or this, excuse me, next, what do they call it? Next winter.
Off season.
February, March. If he goes down to New Orleans, how would you guys feel about a new defensive coordinator? Now, I know that all of us who are down, you know, Lions fans and Slappies, we know that who's our linebackers coach right now? You mentioned him.
Adrian. Calvin Shepard, Coach Shepard.
So, yeah, he's like an easy step up, and he could take control. I would love that, and it might happen, and I'd be happy with that. But you got Robert Saleh that just got traded to, or he just picked up a job in the Packers. He's only signed there for this year. You know, if they end up leaving him, I loved Robert Saleh in San Francisco in that defense. That dude was a man, a leader of men. And he ran his defense. To me, that would be my goal. Sign him. Leave Shep where he's at. He's already a leader of men in the linebacker, and our linebackers are killing it. So that's my goal. If we only get Shep, I'm fine with it. But that's my goal. I would love to get Saleh on the defense if Aaron Glenn leaves.
I agree. I think Robert Saleh would probably – you'd probably have a lot of teams after him this offseason for that defensive coordinator role. He's in X's and O's guys, which, you know, is perfect for a coordinator role. But honestly, I think if I put money on it and guessed right now, I think he is Green Bay's coordinator next year. There's been some rumblings in Green Bay, complaints about their coordinator and how he's on the hot seat. And, you know, Robert Saleh's in the building. He's buddy buddies and best friends with Matt LaFleur. It seems very likely that he stays in house and takes that role. But it'd be awesome to bring him home. He's from Dearborn. You know, I think he coached at, was it Western or Central? He might have been at one of those universities in his past. No, I think he was at Central before.
I don't know, bro, but if you're right about that, the Packers just got better. If he's going to take a D coordinator, then I mean, it's almost worth it just to steal him to come over here so he's not a Packers coach, because that dude will have them boys running like San Francisco did a couple years ago. Mm-hmm. And that's scary.
Yeah. When he got fired, that was one of my first things. Like, man, who's going to pick him up? It's not like, you know, he just went from being a great coach to sucking.
Right.
It's hard to win in New York, and it's hard to be a head coach. Sometimes you're better fit as a coordinator.
Yeah.
And when I seen Green Bay pick him up, I was like, dang it.
Yeah.
You know,
Yeah.
Hopefully he was sitting over there last night thinking, like, man, I sure would like to be on the Lions team. But but I think that's a great point. I mean, the longer he's there, the relationship he has, it'd be easy to see him stick around in Green Bay.
Yeah.
But I mean, I'm sure Campbell and them will find the right fit if that's the case, if we got a place
for
Glenn. But
they're probably going in-house. I mean, the only other time we've seen a coordinator – who was the 3 years ago that he fired the OC? That was just terrible.
Oh, yeah.
He was the head coach of the Chargers.
Yep. I can see his face right kill now. Me.
Yeah. But anyways, when they fired him, they went in-house with Ben Johnson. Yep. So that's the only sample we have of what this, you know, our leadership does with Brad Holmes and Dan Campbell. I'm guessing they probably go in-house. They're developing someone. So
it'll be somebody that fits the mold. That's for sure.
Yeah, and it'd be cool to have Calvin Shepard promoted to that role. You want to switch gears?
Yeah, let's do it. I'm still looking for that coach. His name is driving me nuts.
All right, so question for you guys. The trade market's hot right now. We got 24 hours, or less than 24 hours. The Lions just opened 2 roster spots. And, you know, looking at the players they took down, they took a defensive lineman and a linebacker back to the practice squad. So they have 2 openings.
Back to the practice squad. It's Anthony Lynn.
Oh, yeah, that was the coordinator. Yep. So, you know, it makes me nervous the more minutes that go by and we don't have a trade happen. I feel like it should have happened today already.
It's less than 24 hours from now, bro. It's 7 o'clock on a Monday. We're down.
I know. It's just like they've been saying about it since yesterday, and it's like, oh, it could be tonight or tomorrow, and it should have happened by now. So if a move doesn't happen by 4 p.m. tonight, the Lions don't do anything. What is your reaction? What do you think is the reaction by Lions fans?
I would have to imagine that. Can't imagine the amount of work and things that go into, I guess, making a trade. I mean, everybody just assume. I was just waiting on the call today about the Darius, but I know it's like the later we get into it, I'm starting to get a little nervous. And one thing I forgot to mention on the main pod was we didn't have 1 sack yesterday on Green Bay still. I mean, the defense played good. No sacks.
Yeah. 0.
No pressure in a lot of cases. It was really a lot of just Green Bay just screwing themselves, but I do like, you know, I was in, they dropped made a couple spots available. We got to get somebody. And then, like, Darius Smith, he posted that week 10 thing or whatever in a Honolulu blue suit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Make it happen.
Like you said before, you can make it, it can go through, and then everything's pending a physical. So who knows what the logistics are. And that. Maybe it's already a done deal, but.
There's medical.
I'm ready to hear some.
Yeah.
Well, I agree with everything you said. Here's my thought on it. Let me start with this. If we sign Za'Darius Smith and or the water boy, I don't care who it is, but if we sign anybody.
Bobby Boucher.
Oh, I would take him in a heartbeat. If we sign anybody by tomorrow at 4, this is what we're going to be doing.
Pour it up.
Okay. Yeah. Celebration.
That means it's Super Bowl or bust. If we don't sign anybody, by tomorrow at 4, this is what we're going to be hearing. And the whole city of Detroit will be in panic. They will be in straight panic. I can't imagine if he does. Guys, when you watched that Packers game the other night, Jordan Love had 1.5 hours per dropback. It was disgusting.
There was 3-4 times when it was an all-out blitz. 7 guys.
All out.
All out.
And not pressure.
Still no sack.
The only pressure was McNeil.
Yeah.
And maybe, you know, those 2 guys up the middle. Reader. You know, it's just like.
Right on the interception.
I just saw pressure up the middle. No pressure on the exteriors at all. So it's, we need somebody. And Detroit, you know, remember the fires back in 1920 in Detroit, whatever that was? Well, it's going to burn again.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
It's going to burn again. And you know what? East River is going to smell like this.
I mean, I just keep saying I'm such a negative thinker and a glass half empty guy, but there's going to be a time down the stretch, one would assume, that maybe the offense is just not clicking.
Yeah,
it's gonna be down the stretch, maybe in the playoffs, or if it's still tight last few weeks, and we get into just an ugly game against like Chicago or Minnesota again, and we just cannot get pressure. It could really dump on a perfect season.
Yeah,
so we gotta do something. It's like, what more can you do? Like they're bringing pressure on the, you know, they're stunting.
Yeah,
they're bringing linebackers, but they also. Blitz. You know, the linebackers have done so well in coverage. You know, they're trying to bread and butter is just letting the front four eat, but it is just not working right now.
Yeah. I was really trying to hold out as much as I could. It's been like 3 weeks since Hutch went down. It's like, okay, let's see what we got here. Let's see what we have on the roster. And after 3 weeks, man, it's
consistently
we can win the rest of this regular season, like maybe have two more losses, but come playoff time when it's the fourth quarter, you need a difference maker to stop their drive. That's where we're going to need a guy to step up. And we just don't have that guy on the roster right now, unfortunately. I wish we did.
Just like that 07 Patriots team, one of the best of all time. And you end up in a game that you're not used to, and you just can't just score 40 or 50.
Yeah.
I just feel like at some point it's going to happen where it's going to be a it's going to be on the D line and make some plays.
My take though is like, I know people will try to blame Brad Holmes. Like, oh, he should make a move. He didn't do anything if nothing happens. But it's just like any negotiation. It's got to be on both sides. Like if the other team won't agree, if Cleveland doesn't want to let go of Zadarius, or they're asking like a crazy amount for him that Brad's not going to give up. It's like, what can you do?
Who else is out there really shopping on a DN? Like hard.
I think
so.
I don't think as hard as us, but you
got to start with teams that are just selling, you know, sellers. Those are the only teams that are even going to think about selling. So you got the Saints that are out. So you got Calais Campbell. Is that his name?
Yeah.
He is a defensive end, which I thought he was more of a tackle, but so he's an end. Mm-hmm. He's getting up there in years, but that's a team that's just, and also their other end, a younger guy, I forget his name, but. Yeah. So you start with the teams like that. You think Cleveland, and you think, of course, you know, Zadarius and Miles. I mean, what if they're waiting all this long and it is a huge deal? It's I hate to say it, but what if it is Miles Garrett, bro? What if it's Crosby?
Then we'd be running in the streets, bro, if that's the trade.
No, bro.
We'd be running in the streets, man.
What if you wake up, you get a little ding at like 4 a.m. tomorrow morning?
Just give us the trophy.
And it's like, oh man, what's that, Max Crosby? Like, or something crazy.
Mimosa.
Lose my mind, bro. Like, what? And then you just see.
You see this on the morning news. It's like, this just in. Max Crosby is going to the Detroit Lions for 2 number one picks and a 4th. In the upcoming 2 drafts. This brought to you by NBC News.
Bro, I'd be more excited about next year with him and Hutch than like this year.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah, man. That would be a move for next year and the year after. It's not even a move for this year.
Yeah. Yeah.
What if Brad Holmes is just a freaking wizard, bro? And it's like, oh, you want a Zadarius? This dude just comes in. It's just going to be him in like a Miles. Batman uniform on the top of Ford Field. Like, you know what I'm saying? That would be great. I mean, it's one of those things, like, you know, we've seen that horrible, that absolutely disgusting trade proposal.
Mike Tannenbaum, whatever his name is.
I don't think there's any way Brad Holmes would do anything to that.
I think that guy's already been roasted enough.
I think Brad
even brought that up.
But I trust Brad, man. He wants to be good for years to come. Like, we don't want to be LA. You know, you go get your Super Bowl, it's awesome. It would be absolutely electric. in Michigan, then you're just doomed for like five more years.
Yeah.
But
because like the biggest strength of the Detroit Lions is Brad Holmes having draft picks. And that is the biggest, the most dangerous strength our team has. Is Brad Holmes in the draft with ammunition
to pick up starters every year in the draft.
Dude, he picks up starters in the sixth round, fifth round. You know, every first rounder he's ever picked hit. No other team can say that since he started drafting. So, you know, if he doesn't make a move and the other team's asking too much draft capital, I get it. It's just going to be hard to watch the rest of the season, you know, like with that gut, like, you know, like get the pressure, you know.
But, so what do you think? Emergency pod tomorrow before? Well, no, everyone's working. One of us just might have to come on here and do a 5-minute emergency pod if we sign someone before 4 o'clock. Let's let the fans know that for sure.
I'll be on the road. I could tap in somewhere, but
nice.
I'll be
maybe Vildor. Maybe Vildor can show up for an episode.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see where he's at.
Forgot about that guy.
MIA.
Yeah.
All right, man. That's all we got today. I think so.
What are we?
We'll see what happens tomorrow.
What makes us what we are?
And what hopefully we get something happen. Is that right there? I'm gonna be FaceTiming y'all if something drops.
Please do. I want to see a trade. I don't want to see Detroit burn. It's just got built back.
Thank you for listening, everybody. This has been the All Grit Podcast.